Not where you serve, but how. President J. Reuben Clark, J.R. J. Reuben Clark, J.R., Conference Report, April 1951, pages 153-154. My brothers and sisters, I begin by bearing again my testimony that this is the work of the Lord, that Joseph Smith is a prophet, that those who have followed afterward have been his prophets, and that the one whom we have sustained is the ninth in regular succession, as a prophet, seer, and revelator to this church and to the world. I know that Jesus is the Christ, the Redeemer of the world. I know that he is the first fruits of the resurrection, and that by and through him we are redeemed from the fall, and thus able to overcome the results of the fall and get back into the presence of our Heavenly Father. I thank President McKay for his kindly words about myself. I thank you for your sustaining votes, and I earnestly pray that I may be the beneficiary of your prayers as time shall go on, and that I may be able to do the things which I am supposed to do with an eye single to the glory of our Heavenly Father. Pledge of devoted service, in the service of the Lord, it is not where you serve but how, in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, one takes the place to which one is duly called, which place one neither seeks nor declines. I pledge to President McKay and to President Richards the full loyal devoted service to the tasks that may come to me to the full measure of my strength and my abilities, and so far as they will enable me to perform them, however inadequate I may be, may the Lord help me so to serve. To serve President McKay and President Richards and to serve the Lord, all for the advancement of his work, this I humbly pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.